The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Time now to say good morning to Dave Richard. He's CBS Sports' fantasy football expert, delivered by our friends at Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Fantasy moves, ask Dave. For all of your other moves, let Metropolitan Moving and Storage do the heavy lifting and take it to the house. Check them out at dcmetropolitanmoving.com. I believe we're efforting on getting Dave on the line right now.
Cakes, I'm in two playoffs, but I got the bye in one of them, mm-hmm. and I'm playing this week. The projected total score for my game this week, mm-hmm. I'm at 140.7.
Okay.
The guy I'm playing, 140.8.
Ooh, very close.
And Dave, is Dave there?
I believe he's there, yes.
Dave, I got a huge matchup starting tonight, really, because I could play Stafford or I could play Tua. Wait till Sunday and play Tua. Your thoughts on that particular position?
Good morning. And hello. Yeah, everybody's got a huge matchup this week. It's that time of year. I would wait on Tua against Houston. I think that's got a game. I mean, every Dolphins game at this point, they can't run the ball worth a lick. So Tua's going to drop back and throw 35-plus times. He's got a bunch of games with over 40 pass attempts. I don't see why this week would be any different. And Tua Tagovailoa has been able to put together good numbers. I would keep riding him. He's a top-five fantasy quarterback for me this week. He's ahead of Lamar Jackson and Jalen Hurts. Who would have thought that at the beginning of the year?
Wow. That's kind of shocking.
Okay. And then Debo's been a big dud. I've got him currently in my starting lineup, but I've got Jaden Reed on the bench, but I also picked up Patrick Taylor. So I just don't know if Garendo's going to play, and if he plays, I can't imagine he plays a lot. Would you start Taylor in a flex over Debo?
Well, there's news this morning that Garendo is going to give it a go, and the fact that he practiced yesterday is a good sign. So Patrick Taylor might be the biggest tease that we have had on the waiver wire in some time.
Okay.
I don't think you can trust him. And I don't want to trust Debo Samuel either. He just doesn't look the same ever since. Remember when he hurt? Two things happened to Debo Samuel. He hurt his oblique, mm-hmm. and he went to the hospital for pneumonia. Mm-hmm. And he hasn't been the same guy since. And even last week, no McCaffrey, no Mason, Garendo's the running back. He had five carries. He wasn't efficient with them. He doesn't get as many targets as he used to. I might have been a little bit more interested in Debo if Garendo was out, and I would be if Garendo does somehow manage to get ruled out. But if you've got Taylor in that scenario, I think I'd rather go with him. But you don't, or you do, but we know that Garendo's going to play. I would just pivot to Jaden Reed, and I think you just go with him against Seattle and hope for the best with him getting a couple of targets. They talked this week in Green Bay about getting him more involved.
I've also got Breece Hall, but he's questionable.
I don't know if he's going to play either.
Yeah, sorry.
And yeah, by the time we get to Sunday, you'll know.
Okay.
Hey, Dave, bench one of these running backs, Pacheco, Najee, Tony Pollard.
It's Pacheco, and unfortunately we haven't seen Pacheco get that big workload that he saw that he had in the first couple of games of the season before he broke his leg. And now he's back, And I thought, here's what I thought. I thought the process would be, okay, one game, he'd be limited, get his feet wet, and then the next game, he would just completely render Kareem Hunt useless, and Kansas City would roll with Pacheco. And that hasn't happened. And I don't know if that's going to happen at any point between now and the end of the regular season. I would expect it to happen in the playoffs. The NFL playoffs, not the fantasy playoffs.
Right.
And so for that reason, I can't trust Pacheco. He's way down in my rankings. I'd rather start the other guys you have.
Dave, I'm going to be selfish before we go to the callers. Neighbors or McCormick in a half PPR?
And it's crazy that you're asking that. That's how bad it's gotten for Malik Neighbors. I mean, the guy hasn't scored a touchdown in 2 months, and I don't think he's had 100 yards in 2 months. It's just ugly, and it's just a bad Giants offense. If I really had faith in the Raiders offense being able to run over the Falcons defense, I would tell you McCormick, but I don't have that. I would rather have Neighbors.
All right, let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067. Ask your question of Dave Richard. He's going to try to steer you in the correct direction, get you a dub, which you need.
All right, let's go to Pastor Jacques. Hey, Jacques, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys, happy playoffs, man. This is good times.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave, I got a half-point PPR, and it's going to come down to, I guess, a little bit of injury stuff, but I've got Braylon Allen. If Breece Hall doesn't play, do I play Braylon Allen or Ladd McConkey? I know he got a full practice in yesterday, so which way would you go with that if Breece Hall is not playing?
Right, so Ladd McConkey, if he's active and he's good to go, and hopefully he's not even on the injury report for the Chargers this week, and you can just plug him in on Friday night or Saturday, he's your guy. This Chargers offense desperately needs him back, and I think that there's a chance that if he plays, the Chargers offense can actually put some points on the board with the Bucs, and it could be a high-scoring game. And what a matchup. The Bucs secondary is beat up right now. They really haven't been good even when they've been healthy. As long as that offensive line in front of Justin Herbert can protect them a little bit better than how they've been protecting him over the last, I'd say, 3 weeks or so, then I think that you could see McConkey have another huge game. I would start him ahead of Braylon Allen.
All right, good luck, Jacques.
Thank you.
All right, buddy, let's go to Guy, Silver Spring. Guy, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I know this is not a ratings question because I know I can always go to CBS Fantasy for that. Just want to get your opinion, Dave. How do you approach situations when you have a quarterback, say Sam Darnold, and you're playing against the guy as Jefferson? Do you rank Darnold a little higher than you normally would because it limits the damage on the other side? And then what do you do in the opposite situation?
No, I almost don't care. So listen, there's going to be kind of like an expert takeaway that I'm going to give you, and then on top of that, I'm just going to answer the guy's question. And I don't, when I'm setting my lineup for whatever's best for my team. Okay, I want to put the best players in my lineup. I don't even want to look at my opponent's lineup. But once my lineup is set, that's when I'll look at my opponent's lineup. Does he have any weaknesses anywhere? Did he not set his lineup yet? Did he not make waiver moves? Does he have somebody? Does he have George Pickens in his lineup and Pickens isn't expected to play? Does he have a DST that shouldn't be in his lineup? You know, like the Steelers are taking on the Eagles. Is he really going to trust the Steelers defense? If there's a player that I'm comfortable cutting, I will go to my waiver wire and pick up the best available DST or the best available wide receiver to play keep away from my opponent so that he cannot use them. I would especially go that route if my opponent has been streaming quarterbacks or tight ends, and they haven't replaced their quarterback or tight end for the coming week yet. I wouldn't go and I would drop an ad every single quarterback. That's kind of unethical. But keeping one, stashing one, so my opponent can't use them, yeah, that's helped me out in the past, and that's basically the only way you can play defense in fantasy football.
All right, best of luck.
Thank you, buddy. Yep. Appreciate it. Let's go to Will in Silver Spring. Will, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up?
Dave, I have to know, full-point PPR, Hunter Henry or Kyle Pitts? This will make or break if I win this week or not.
Obviously, yes. And Hunter Henry is the answer. It's not the easiest matchup. Cardinals have actually been good against tight ends. But I would tell you to look at that Patriots offense and tell me, who's the number one wide receiver for them? And the answer is Hunter Henry. He's been that guy, especially with Drake May. At least 8 targets in 4 of his last 5 games, all with Drake May. They don't have a wide receiver that's really putting up big numbers for them, and he's going to have to be the guy that moves the chains for the Patriots. Kyle Pitts can't move anything for the Falcons. I know he's playing the Raiders. I know it's a good matchup. I know all this stuff. Pitts hasn't been good this year. I would cut him. That's somebody that I don't see a reason for having him on my fantasy roster, and I'm not sure that others in my league would go and pick him up if he were available anyway. So I think he's dead weight on a fantasy roster. I would move on from Kyle Pitts.
All right, let's go to David in Sterling. David, you're on with Dave Richard.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up?
So I'm going to need 2 out of this group. Calvin Ridley, it's a full PPR. Calvin Ridley, Juwan Jennings, Devontae Smith, Jameson Williams.
It's going to be Juwan Jennings for sure, and he plays tonight, so you'll get that in. It's a good matchup for him against the Rams. Their secondary is a little bit beat up. And I would go with Devontae Smith is probably the other player against the Steelers, and it's a tough spot. Steelers' defense is good, but I think he's got the same type of upside as Jameson Williams. I think I like that situation better than Jameson going up against Buffalo.
All right, thank you, Dave.
Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, buddy. Let's go to Andre, Temple Hills. I'm stunned at all the people still locked in on fantasy down the stretch.
People that made the playoffs, they need help.
Andre, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Last week I picked up Will Levis. He kind of laid an egg. I said I trust him this week, or should I go with Russell Wilson or C.J. Stroud?
Yeah, I don't really want to trust any of those guys if I can help it, but I do have Levis ranked ahead of Stroud and Wilson. It's the matchup more than anything else. Playing Cincinnati, their defense is terrible. Cooper Rush was able to put up a decent game against them. Double check your waiver wire to make sure there's none of, and this will sound silly, but just humor me on this one. Make sure there's no Anthony Richardson. Make sure there's no Aaron Rodgers, no Geno Smith. I would rather start those guys. Oh, Jameis Winston. Definitely make sure that Jameis is already rostered. If those guys are available, I would take any one of them ahead of Will Levis. But without George Pickens playing for Pittsburgh, Russell Wilson isn't somebody I want to trust against Philly. And C.J. Stroud just really hasn't been good all year. Levis, by default, is your best quarterback.
Mm.
All right, good luck, sir. Time is now running short. It's time for the speed round. No stammering, stuttering, small talk, or shaky voice. No dumb questions allowed. No Bluetooth. No speakerphones. Drab gets very upset. And don't disrespect Dave's advice.
All right. Charlie, speed round, go.
Half point PPR, start 2 of 3. Achan, Chase Brown, Chuba Hubbard.
I would sit Chuba.
Jealous.
Eric, speed round, go.
PPR, Debo, Neighbors, Flowers, Tracy. Pick 2. And Purdy or Love?
2 questions in. It's Purdy over Love, and I would go with Neighbors and not Tracy. It's the third name you gave me.
Let's go to Jeff.
Yeah, can you remember
speed
who that was?
Round.
No.
Go.
No,
for whatever reason, he threw me off with the quarterback.
It's a violation with the 2 questions anyway.
Jeff.
Jalen Hurts or Brock Purdy?
I have Hurts over Purdy, but I think it's actually close this week.
Mike, speed round, go.
PPR, Dowdle, Garendo.
If Garendo's playing, I'm starting Garendo.
Zach, speed round, go.
Full PPR, need to. Wilson, McLaurin, Hopkins.
I'm sitting Hopkins.
Dave, speed round, go.
Full point, Bigsby, Warren, or Adunze?
I think Adunze's got the most upside of the 3, so let's roll with him.
Andre, speed round, go.
Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, or Geno Smith?
Mahomes, Herbert, or Geno? I believe I have Herbert the highest. No, I don't. I do have Herbert the highest.
Can you read your
list? I'm getting buzzed.
Yeah. Go to Wilson. Speed round, go. Go to Michael. Speed round, go.
Sam Darnold, Jalen Hurts.
I've got Darnold higher.
You got Darnold higher, yeah.
All right.
I like Darnold better.
By 3 spots.
Let's go to Joe. Speed round, go.
Samuel Darnold or Jaquel Daniels?
Jaden Daniels.
One last one. Kyler or Stafford?
I have Kyler ahead of Stafford. Stafford does have a tough track record against San Francisco, and I watched the film of the Niners last night. They were sticking to the Bears receivers last week and getting to Caleb Williams. I think it's going to be a tough go for Stafford.
Man,
borderline QB1, not a top 12 quarterback.
A hard time trusting Kyler, man. He's so wishy-washy, inconsistent.
But he's
it's
got
tough.
The Patriots this week. It should be. I have the same trust issues with Kyler. It should be okay for him. I just don't know if it's going to be like a monster game.
Dave, thank you as always. Best of luck in your myriad fantasy football leagues that you made the playoffs in. So good luck to you, sir.
Much appreciated, gentlemen. Good luck in your leagues as well.
Yep, all right. Thank you, buddy. Dave Richard. He's delivered by our friends at Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Don't forget, when we come back, we'll talk some Washington Capitals hockey with Nick Dowd. That's coming up at 8:20.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're kind of slow playing that a week from tomorrow we'll be doing our Junkies Holiday Show at MGM National Harbor at the Sportsbook, at the BetMGM Sportsbook.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody is welcome. We're taking that show on the road. It's our most popular show of the year. It's not even close.
I'm slow playing it in my mind because I got other stuff on my mind that we have to do before that.
Okay. The monumental thing.
Yeah, I'm
understood.
I'll worry about that next week.
I'm just planting that seed in the brain of the listeners make sure that they have blocked off that Friday. Just take a long weekend. Come hang out with us at MGM National Harbor that Friday morning. It'll be a great time. Huh. We're bringing the Junk Show on the road. We're going to entertain you live and in person at the BetMGM Sportsbook at MGM National Harbor. It's an event, and you don't want to miss it. Please be there.
Do you think that people will show up?
Yeah.
I would expect that, yes, we should have a good crowd out there.
I mean, in a casino?
I mean, how often
bar?
Do we do live shows anymore? They're very few and far between.
All right, I have questions.
When's the last time we did a live show?
Like, out and about?
Was it the last
Might have been last
tournament?
Junkies Poker Open.
Well, I did one at, I mean, it doesn't really count, but we did one at the Monumental thing or whatever for the Wizards, you know.
Yeah, but I'm talking about for fans
but
to
like
show
with,
up.
Yeah, with yeah. like crowd interaction and people actually being there. Like
right.
it's been a while.
It might have been a,
it's been
time.
A minute, Cakes. That's
it
what I like to say.
Minute. Yes, I know. It's been a minute.
Been a minute. So hold on. I have a question about sort of the activities going to the Wizards game or whatever the night before.
Yeah.
Are we going to go straight from here over to MGM and check in and get chilled or?
I don't know.
A good question.
Grab, what
I
do
guess
you think?
We probably could do that.
Why don't we just go over there?
And, oh, so you can do that. We have your reservations all ready to go. So whenever check-in is, you go over there and check
we'll just
in.
Just tell them we want to check in, you know.
Check in, maybe. I don't know.
At 11.
Remember, the Black Crows are playing that night.
See some
right.
frops.
Well, you and I are going to sneak in over
see some
that.
Frops before we go down to the Wiz game.
Yeah, take
do whatever you want.
Take a nap.
Yeah, you could do that.
Like I just like being in their rooms.
Sure.
I don't know why. They're just, they're silly.
Mike Marr was asking me during one of the breaks, am I going to turn it up to like 9 or 10 the night before? And I was like, I don't think so. Like, you could go to 9 or 10. I'm going to be more like a 4 or a 5. Hmm. I'm going to have right. a good time, but let's not get crazy.
Too old to go up to
yeah,
9 or 10.
9 or 10 is extreme.
20 years ago? Yeah, not now.
Yeah.
All right, do we have Doubter on?
I believe we do have Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals. He is joining
it's
us.
The Doubter.
Doubter, good morning. Hey, Doubter, how are you?
What's up?
Hey, good.
So we had Coach Carberry on yesterday.
Yep.
That was yesterday,
okay.
correct?
Yeah, and, it was. We have him on every Wednesday. Yeah.
Talked about Willie and his beautiful face getting dinged up in the game against Montreal. I mean, have you ever seen anybody's face swell up like that while the game was ongoing? And then
go back in the game.
Yeah, casually, he just returns and then scores two goals and helps lead you guys to the win against Montreal. I mean, pretty impressive feat by Willie.
Yeah, that was... definitely a first. I think generally, like when something like that happens, most of the time guys don't return because it's, I mean, you get a puck to the face like that, it's pretty, I don't
it's
know.
Dangerous.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think for him to be able to return and continue to play was pretty crazy. And then the fact that he came back and had two goals too. I mean, I had a weird feeling. Once he got hit and he came back, I was like, oh, he's going to score. It's just one of those things, right?
But when a puck hits you in, obviously, if it, you know, you got the helmets, but if it hits you in the face, do you have to go through some sort of a concussion exam or protocol, or does it go right back on the ice?
No, not particularly. I think if you show signs of impairment or possible concussion, then yeah, they would make you do that. But that would be with anything like a check to the head or a stick to the head or anything like that. But I mean, Willie didn't show any signs of that, right? Like, he got right up, skated to the bench, and then skated off, as opposed to like holding his head or like laying on the ice or something. So
he took a chicky wrister off of his cheek. Yeah. Can you give us some intel on how heavy Chychrun's shot is, both the wrister, and we know he's got the heavy slap shot, but like, what is that puck like coming off of his stick?
Yeah, I mean, quite honestly, Willie probably got lucky from the aspect of like Chicky took it from his kind of like from his offside almost. Like, he had to, like, he had pressure, so like he had to get rid of it really quickly, because I mean, and he still has a missile. So, I mean, we were saying on the bus, like, it could have been worse, right? Like, Chicky could have been loading it up and then you get hit in the face. But I mean, I think all in all, despite getting hit, which is really unlucky, I think it could have probably been much worse. So, I mean, I'm happy that he was able to come back and play. And then, he didn't hit him in the teeth or just anything,
How big has that been for the overall team that guys like Chychrun and Carlson are scoring at the clip that they are? Because last year, the defensemen were not scoring at this sort of rate. Like, it just takes pressure off guys like you and off guys like Ovi when they're healthy. When the D guys are putting pucks in the net, I mean, that helps. Yeah. It helps you get to where you guys are averaging like 4 goals per game, right around that number.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's huge. I think if you can have scoring from your back end, especially, I mean, honestly, like, I was talking with Charlie Lindgren last night at dinner, like, I think our back end and our goalies, like, our, when I say back end, I think our defensemen, like, our D-men and our goalies are probably one of the strengths of our group. I think we have some of the, best 8 defensemen in the National Hockey League. I know 6 only play on any given night, but even when guys have been injured, we've had guys step in and play really, really well. So I think, having scoring and run support from your back end is huge, right? I think it gives you maybe that extra 1 goal a game or maybe 2 goals a game, depending on the night. And it takes pressure off your power play. It takes pressure off your forwards. So, yeah, run support's a big thing in the National Hockey League, especially during the regular season. I know in the playoffs it kind of tightens up a little bit, but you got to score to win games. So,
joined by Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals. You mentioned the goalie strength, and wow, what a pickup and a steal Logan Thompson has been. I'm stealing this from Capitals PR on Twitter. He stopped 22 of 24 shots. He improves to 11-1-2 on the season. He's the only goaltender in the NHL with 10 or more starts and only 1 loss in regulation. I mean, McClellan brought him in to kind of just elevate that room, and that's clearly what's happened, is that, it's a platoon thing with Thompson and Chucky.
Yeah, I mean, both our goalies have played great this year. I think Tomer specifically last game in Montreal, I mean, I think he stopped minimum 3, maybe 4 breakaways in that third period. And all kind of different, right? Like, 1 from a defenseman, 3 from forwards, but they were kind of, different guys. And he made saves on every single one of them. And then, so he's been playing great. I mean, definitely been playing really, really well, giving us an opportunity to win every night. But, Charlie Lindgren's been doing the exact same. I think they've been playing, they've been playing almost every other game, kind of switching off, which is interesting for a tandem goal, for tandem goalies on a team, because traditionally, as you guys know, you kind of have a starter and you have a backup, and the starter plays probably 75% of the games, and so there's a little bit of a different routine. I was talking to Chucky about it too. I think our team has changed a little bit as well, where I think we're playing much better team defense. I think that these guys, both our guys, are facing less shots, and I think that can, that can get challenging sometimes, right? Like, we walk out of some periods where
Tomer and Chucky are facing like four shots in a period. And, you know, you think about that, you know, think about as like a player, if you were to only get like one or two shifts or three shifts in a period and you're kind of cold, kind of waiting to get going, get the legs going. I think that's a similar thing for goalies, right? Chucky or Tomer only faces three, four shots, and then maybe you got to come back next period and you end up facing like 12. I actually think it's probably, well, they'll tell you it's easier, you know, if you end up saving 30, 45 shots a game because you're into the game, right? Yeah. As opposed to you only get 15, 16, 17, 20 shots a game, that can sometimes be challenging. So, but yeah, they're both playing great, man. I mean, backbone of our team, reason we're winning a lot of hockey games. So
yeah, that kind of leads into my next question. So I just looked it up. Last year at this exact time, you know, December 12th, you guys were 14-8-4. So if I'm doing the math right, that's like 32 points. Obviously, this year you're 19-6-2, and we always focus on the offense, right? The goals scored, because you guys got 109 goals scored. How much of a better defensive team do you think you are this year than last year?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think so. I mean, yeah, it definitely helps for scoring goals, right? Because you can kind of get by in some of those wins by potentially, you know, outscoring your opponent and maybe not playing the best defense. But I actually think it's been overall, I think our defense has been great. I think, like I said, the six D-men that play on any given night have been really, really good. Our goaltending's been really good. But I think even like with our forwards coming back into D zone, you know, we're doing a great job of preventing high danger scoring areas and then or scoring chances per se. And then you know, we don't give up a ton of shots, right? And we're more than comfortable to play in tight games, one goal games, two goal games. You know, there's definitely been times where we've got up on teams, four or five goals early. And I think just, human nature, you kind of take your foot off the gas a little bit. And then, you know, you end up giving up more chances than you'd like, but you still win the hockey game 'cause you've given yourself that cushion. But yeah, I mean, I think overall, guys are very comfortable playing in tough situations. And, you know, we've I think with Doobie down the middle, and then Lars Eller down middle, you know, me and Stromer, obviously we added those two guys, but I think with the addition, like we have four good centermen that can play in the D zone, and Doobie's done a great job this year. He's matched up against some really tough players, you know, on purpose, and he's done a great job shutting them down. So, yeah, I mean, I think I definitely think our defensive has gotten better, this year compared to last.
Doubter, it seems to me when Coach Carbs gets pissed in the post game, if he sees something he doesn't like in the overtime loss to the Sharks, when he kept repeating that you guys were deviating, you're deviating away from what you're supposed to be doing, like that definitely got your attention for the double dip in Canada against Toronto and Montreal. Like, you guys are a resilient bunch. Like, when he is not pleased with something, he puts it out there, and then it seems like you guys rectify it, like, in the next game going forward.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think we have a pretty veteran group, and when I say that is, like, we have some older guys, but we also have a mix of guys that have played 200, 300-plus games. You know, and that's a lot of games in the NHL. That, you know, that probably transfers to about 4 or 5 years for most guys, depending on if you're injured or scratched or, you know, whatnot. But, you know, I think we understand as a group what our identity is and what makes us a successful hockey team. And when we get away from it, I think it as any team does, it definitely shows. And I think it pisses guys off, and, you know, some guys get embarrassed about that. And then, you know, Carbs isn't afraid to point that out and make sure that we can get back on track, you know, immediately and not have a 1 to 2 or 3 game misstep. You know, you don't want one game to turn into 2 and 3 is what I mean. And, I think, you know, yeah, our coaches do a good job of giving us, you know, the X's and O's and pointing out, you know, why we were unsuccessful. But I think, you know, we have a lot of good leaders in that room. We have, like I said, a veteran team. And you know, quite honestly, we have guys on our team, the majority of us are really, you know, happy with the role that we're playing this year. And I think that's kind of rare to find on a sports team, because most guys are, you know, unless you're the big dog, most guys want more ice time or want more playing time or want more money or want more points or whatever it could be. And that can
you know, that's you know, that's the difference between college stuff and pro sports, is that in college you're playing for the team, and in pro sports it kind of changes, right? I mean, all the guys that have come up through college sports and then gone into pro can attest to that. And I don't know, for some reason it just feels different this year to me. It feels like guys are really happy with the role that they've been put in, and they're playing that role to a T. And I think, again, that's why we've been successful, why we have an identity. You know, guys truly care about what they've been brought in to do.
So. All right, Doubter, take us through the game day routine. You guys are at the Blue Jackets tonight. What time is Doubter's nap today? We know you got to have a pregame nap. I mean, we know that's lock.
Gotta get that in for sure. Yeah, what are we doing? So we got pregame skate this morning. Head down and grab a quick breakfast, and then head to the rink, 11:30 skate, and then we'll come right back on the bus, quick meal, probably around, I don't know, maybe 12:15, 12:30, and then right back up to the wrapper, and then pack the bags, make sure they're all ready to rock, so when I get up, I can take a quick shower, and then we head down for, so what time that would be around, I'll probably lay down around 1:30, 1:45.
Okay, good.
Talk to the family before I close the eyes for a bit, and then wake up, and we actually have a snack and like a quick little bite to eat before we head to the rink. And then we'll head to the rink around 3:45, 4 o'clock, and then get ready to rock for 7 o'clock game. So
what should we know about Columbus? I'm just looking at their stats, and how many teams have a defenseman leading them in points scored? Zach Werenski leads them in points scored. He's got 9 goals but 20 dimes. So what should we know about Columbus?
Well, they're a fast team. I mean, we played them earlier in the season, and I think they've actually been, you know, from what I hear, I don't pay attention to a lot of this stuff. I just kind of hear this in the meetings or, you know, if guys talk, but they've played well in the last handful of games, and they always play well in this building too. It's a good building to play in. They got the cannon going off and all kinds of stuff in here. They're a fast transition team, right? Like we're going to have to do a really good job of preventing kind of a rush game. I mean, we can play that style of game, but I think it feeds into our identity to play, kind of like a shutdown, slow it down game, forecheck, stuff like that. So that's what we're going to have to do tonight.
Okay.
Doubter, best of luck. Get those 2 points, and we'll see you back here at Capital One Arena Saturday night as you host the Sabres. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy.
That's Nick Doubter from your Washington Capitals. They take on the Columbus Blue Jackets tonight. Remember, if you want to join us on an open line Thursday, you can do that. 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. We'll be right back. Welcome back to an open line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live.
You know, Drabby in there is fantasizing about a radio promotion, Cakes.
Oh, he is. I was unaware.
Yeah, he's fantasizing about it. He basically, he's like my buddy Squirrel. He needs guys to do stuff with him.
Okay. Okay. He needs a group around him.
Yeah. He's not big on doing stuff by himself.
All right.
He wants to do a contest where we get a bunch of baldies, and we get them on a plane, we fly them to Turkey, and we go and we get hair, you know.
Implants.
Sure. Yeah.
I think he was inspired by Barstool did exactly.
No, I'm Rick at Barstool.
Oh,
they stole that idea from me. I've been telling baldies this for 5 years at least.
Okay.
That we should be doing a listener trip to Turkey. All the baldies out there.
Yeah.
We do it all at once. Rip the Band-Aid right off.
Right.
And have a listener trip together. Whatever, mm-hmm. 20, 30 of us, however many people want to go. We fly Turkish Airlines over there. We stay in Istanbul.
Mm-hmm.
We stay at the 5-star hotels. You wouldn't believe what you get on these trips for the price.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
These radio promotions all the time. Cruise with Zabe.
Right.
Go to South Africa with
JP Gordon
Flame.
Lady used to do it all the time.
Yeah. So hair transplants are so hot right now.
they are hot.
Cakes will go for moral support if
you wouldn't
get it done.
Do it though. Like if you got a free hair transplant, you figure it's too far gone.
I mean,
you kind of like the bald look.
I'm used to the bald look at this point. Do I like the bald look? I'm fine with it if I keep it maintained. If I just let it get sloppy, I'm not the biggest fan of it.
Right.
Like I hate the male pattern baldness horseshoe. I hate it when it grows in.
But you're not moved
enough.
If I enough
kept it clean, like Coach Carbs every day, I'm cool with it.
Right.
I don't think he would fly to Turkey.
Would you fly to Turkey? No, what if it was a promotion? You're a team guy.
Sure, for moral support. I could be there for moral support.
Would you go there with the guys and then just go ahead and go knock it out?
I don't know, man.
You could always shave it off if you didn't like it.
I guess. But that's,
right? No. Cakes, he's probably too far gone. He can't get the procedure.
They wouldn't even let him do it?
Cakes is there is like the president of the bald
club. I could be like the leader.
For bits. We go,
I could be like the cult leader leading all the baldies to get to their salvation. Are you looking down on
Cakes because you think you could still get the procedure? You still have enough? I feel like you don't have that much.
I don't think it depends on how much hair you have left. I think, right?
The trip needs Cakes because... Cakes is the juice. He's the juice of the trip. Yeah, right.
You can't just do it.
Yeah, it can't just be drab baldies.
No.
There needs to be a junkie.
I'm a proud member of Team Bald, so I could be there at least as moral support.
Maybe
they could twist my arm to actually just get the procedure done.
Wouldn't you be thrilled?
You can get a consultation while he's over there. Maybe they do it on the fly.
I would listen.
Yeah.
But we need Cakes for, like, to go to the Salt Bay's restaurant, you know, all the bits.
Oh, you mean the guy that does this?
I think he's still around.
That guy is still around?
I saw something with him recently. I know he did the whole thing in the World Cup and all that, where he went kind of viral. But is he, like, super short? Like, what's his deal?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Short and skinny, yeah.
He looked butt small.
Like, is he, like, 5'2"?
It looked maybe smaller. I mean, he looked really small in the video I saw. But it could have been a goof.
You know what didn't look small the other day? I said, for whatever reason, JP was hanging out with Rom, like over the past, like, I think he brought his daughter, Isabella, to play with Rom's daughter. And I don't know what was going on. But Rom took a picture.
Sounds weird.
Rom took a picture, like, standing back to back with JP.
Uh-huh.
And he legitimately looked
5 inches shorter, probably.
Well, he looked pregnant. Like, his belly was just jutting out so much.
Well, remember,
and people in the comments are like, when are you due? When are you giving birth? It was kind of alarming.
I don't think he goes to the office anymore, right? Or rarely.
So I don't know.
I'm not sure Rom gets much sunlight. Like, I think he's indoors a lot.
He's like a vampire.
Yeah. Well,
and the only thing you can do indoors is eat and drink.
Right. It was kind of jarring.
Yeah.
If you saw the picture.
He's a pretty large dude. All right, let's go to Doug.
It's open line Thursday.
You know what? He could come on the trip, too. He's definitely part of Team Bald. He's locked. He could make the trip.
Are there any casinos in Turkey?
That, I don't know.
Imagine being on a plane with Ron.
Oh, man. Sitting right next to him.
There would be an international incident.
I know, but he'd be great for the stories when we come back.
You know, we used to do stuff. I was telling you during a break. I mean, we sent listeners to the Bunny Ranch multiple times. Mm-hmm. Like, this getting after it.
No, there's not one bald guy listening who hasn't thought about a hair transplant at some point.
Doug.
Dougie.
Doug, are you there, buddy?
Hey, guys. I'm a hair transplant surgeon, and I would be more than happy to do a free hair transplant for any of you guys that want it here in Chevy Chase, Maryland.
Jeez. All right, Trabby, let's go. You've been fantasizing about this.
You just have to go to Chevy Chase. You don't have to go to Istanbul.
You've been fantasizing about this.
Yeah, but look, I'm going to write down his phone number, but I've been down this path before.
Right.
And what happens when you go down this
path?
Right
when I get to the finish line here locally.
Well, we're going to have to tell Doug, are you a doctor?
I am.
Okay, you're a doctor.
I'm actually a general surgeon that about 5 years ago transitioned to hair restoration.
Okay, I think the biggest thing Drab's worried about, and that this has come up like when this is pitched in the past, is there's a high potential for joning on whatever procedure gets done. Like, as long as you're okay with that, I think Drab is
right.
Because it's going to look good to strangers and everything, people that don't know Drab. But we know Drab being bald.
Right. Well, also,
so we're going to Joan.
The months leading up to it, I think he's going to look awful, right?
I don't know. We'd have to ask Dr. Doug.
Doug, how's that work?
Yeah, so the really nice thing about hair transplants is it grows in naturally. So we basically take hair a couple different ways we can do it, but we take hair from the back of your head. We put it on the top of your head.
Right.
Actually, between 1 and 3 months, the hairs that we implant are going to shed and fall out. And then it's going to grow between 3 months and 6 months, and you'll see your results between 6 and 12 months. So what most people see is they start to look at you right around 3 months, and they go, did you do something to your hair?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then they look at you at 6 months, and they go, you did do something to your hair, didn't you? And then by a year, it's fully grown in, but it comes in so gradually that people that see you every day almost don't even notice that it's happening.
Wow, he's kind of selling me, Drab. He has my ringing ears. My ringing ears are listening to Dr. Doug.
I mean, what's the success ratio? Because I've seen guys, I got a sales guy in here. He had a million plugs or whatever. I don't know what the difference is. But, you know.
Does his name rhyme with ham?
Yeah.
That was 20 years ago.
I'm just, so what? And he has.
Does he make someone cut spots on their day off?
And he's just as bald as ever. I mean, he looked terrible. He looked like somebody stuck a million forks in his head.
So plugs are old school. So yeah. What they used to do is they used to take literally plugs of hair from the back of your head. So they take,
what's the difference?
10, 20 hairs out of the back of your head,
yeah,
and then implant a chunk of hair into the front of your head. So it would, right, grow as a chunk. What we do now is we actually take individual hair follicles. So we remove between 1 and 3 hair follicles, mm-hmm, and then implant that. And we do that 3,000-4,000 times over the course of a case. But it's individual hairs instead of plugs. So it looks much more natural. We have a robot that does it. We can do it by robot, jeez, by hand.
Robot? Method,
that's
hand
a big method. Deal.
Robot hair, yeah, transplant?
Man,
robot hair transplant. Yeah, man, it's the newest thing.
They got one of those Alexa or Amazon robots.
Does it look like one of Elon Musk's robots? What does it look like?
It's called the Artist Robot. It's it's a big white thing. We named ours Roxy the Robot.
Okay. All right.
All right. So you're saying this, if anything ever, you would be okay with us goofy on how terrible he looked for months and months and months before he really got to see the fruits of your labor.
Then a year from now, we're going to be like, wow, Drab, your hair looks freaking amazing.
Right. You have to be willing to endure that payoff.
Yeah, it's actually just going to go, after about 3 months, the hairs will shed. So it just goes back to what it looks like right now. And then it gradually grows in. So it's just sort of gradually improving between 3 months and 12 months.
He doesn't seem to have a problem with us making fun of you.
Doug, you're going to have to put me down for 2 procedures. I'm a 2 procedure.
Why? Yeah. What? Why?
We may need to. What Drab
is saying is
I'm
too far gone.
Instead of 3,000 or 4,000 hairs, yeah, he needs like... like 7,000 or 8,000.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Some people need 2 procedures. There's no question. And I'd have to see. I've only heard you on the radio. I've never seen you. So I'd have to see the back of your head.
Need
I'd
a consultation.
How far your hair is gone. Well,
turn on my. Well,
we can help almost everybody as long as you have enough donor area on the back of your head.
What about other areas? Like, can you use, like, from his armpit? If you got nothing.
You would be surprised how many patients come in and ask me, can you use my pubes and put those on my head? Which, the creepy thing to me is that means you've got pubes growing out of your head, which is just weird.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
But the bottom line is, on your hairline, we wouldn't want to do anything except hair from the back of your head. Because that we want to look completely natural.
Right.
Okay.
If we're adding hair back on your crown where it's buried between other hair, we can use chest hair, we can use leg hair, we can use arm hair, we can even use your pubes if you want pubes growing out of the crown of your head.
This guy knows his stuff. Yeah, this guy's dialed in.
Right.
All right, you know what? Drab's going to get your number.
Stay on hold.
Maybe we'll charter a flight to Chevy Chase instead of
You know what
Turkey.
We should do? We should all have a pube to donate to Drab.
Yeah, so can you be?
Every one of us gives one.
Hey, we'll get you a free procedure, but you got to have one of my pubes
everybody
in your head.
Pull one out for Drab.
I'd probably do that.
You would?
Hey, we got to do that.
Man, that's
we get you a free procedure.
Yeah, but you got
one of our pubes.
I'll find a nice gray one.
Yeah.
All right. Don't forget, coming up later, we're going to be joined in studio by our friend Jim Van Stone from Monumental Sports and Entertainment. He's going to join us coming up at 9:25. We'll discuss what's happening at Capital One Arena as far as renovations and improvements with him at 9:25. We'll do EB's Entertainment page next.